Oh, welcome back, Beppers, to another big week in fantasy football that it has been. To start with, I have fixed my audio issues, so I don't sound like I'm in a spa this week, which is good because I had a lot of feedback. Feedback! What's that? It's normally just Russ giving me shit. Fucking Russ. But anyway, Russ aside, I did get feedback to say I sounded like I was in a spa, which at least people listen. Maybe I should just fuck up the audio every week and people will listen. Be a good way to check if people were listening, I suppose. But anyway, it was a big week in fantasy football. Let's run through some headlines that I randomly made. Sheezer was down again. Butters, did you see Butters was a jerk? And he didn't thank the umpires. Tommy Stewart went and shook everyone's hand, and Butters just ran off on him because he's a jerk. That's what he does. We can't trust him in fantasy. We can't trust him in life, and we certainly can't trust him just as a bloke. He is a jerk. Bloody stupid Butters. Yeah, my side was really crappy, speaking of stupid losers. I think 2,200 plus was probably par. I saw Nug did well again, which is annoying because... Actually, he's all right. I don't mind him. But it's annoying because I like it when he does worse, better. Anyway, I got like 2,000 square and just ate it back out to 27,000 or something. God, my rank sucks. Let's not talk about that. Frio couldn't kick straight. Jack Steele was back. Marshall... Oh, he whacked up a 160 or something for those people that traded him out a couple of weeks ago. So just eat that. Don't trade out your big rucks unless they're injured. There's a story in that. Dacos continues to be back, and Milne didn't pick him again. Fucking just pick Dacos, Milne. I don't know who you traded in this week, but if it wasn't Dacos, you've done it wrong. And I am going to find out, and I am going to give you crap, because you should have bloody well picked freaking Dacos at the start of the season. DC says that Dacos was a bad starter pick, and the poll I run agreed that Dacos was a bad starter pick, but I don't care. Dacos was a fantastic starter pick. The way I look at it is if you pick someone to start with, and you never have to even consider trading them out, they are the best starting pick you can hope for. And there's a lesson in that, which is exactly that. So if you pick Dacos to start with, he's just a keeper for the year, and fantastic starter pick, so everyone else is wrong. The end. Reed was craptacular. Speaking of starter picks, he might need to trade out. You're going to have a look at Harley Reid because he was a bit poop. The Suns ate North. They did, and their mids did quite well. And the Lions scraped together a draw, which I don't know what to think about. I mean, I would have taken a draw. You go to Adelaide. Adelaide can play pretty well. They played pretty well last week. Yeah, so the draw was all right there. They were up by 18 points late, and I figured they'd go on to it, but they didn't. But yeah, Adelaide came rushing back, but they're a young side. Lions, they got a lot of guys that wouldn't have otherwise played if they didn't have that spout of injuries the week before. So I guess you take 2 points. They did get overrun and then come back, so you take it. I would have preferred 4, but yeah, don't like to risk losing, and they like to lose a lot recently, so I'll take the 2 points and kind of go home to the bank. So yeah, Walsh also did well with 130 odd, another VC option this week. Mr. Walsh, is Petrarca back? Is he a forward? Well, apparently he's got a bit of work to do to be a forward, but he's certainly back and another trade option we can look at. And the big question coming out of last week into this week is Sheezel back? Well, we are sitting at, God, somewhere through the fourth quarter of the Geelong and Gold Coast match. And I always thought Gold Coast would go all right because they're in Darwin. And they like Darwin. And, you know, the Cats don't play particularly well there. They also had a spate of managed. The Cats never seem to omit anyone because, oh, heaven forbid, you know, we drop Reece Stanley. We can't drop frickin' Reece Stanley, the world's worst ruckman, the bloody man who's not a ruckman's arsehole. We couldn't possibly say he was omitted because he was crap. No, but he was managed. You know, we can manage his crapness. Bloody lucky Wits didn't play, or he would have got a billion points. But yes, anyway, so they were under man, so that the Suns were always going to do well. They're up by 66 in the last quarter. And Sexy is on 105. Mind you, he's been on 105 for a while, so that is a good score, but I don't think he's racked up a point for like 20 minutes. Maybe he's been put on the bench or subbed out. They're probably just cruising their way to the end. Matty Rowell's on 120. Put the VC on Ratty Meow, if you don't mind. Ratty Meow. Ratty Meow. Ratty Meow. Meow, Ratty Meow, Ratty Meow, 120, VC, get some more points. Oh, he just did? No, he didn't, someone else did. Sam Flanders is up there too, he's doing all right, but the Cats are eating poo. People looking at putting in Toby Conway, so that's quite good. There he's on 82. People traded out Ollie Dempsey, I think, which I probably would have done too, but he's on 75, so it sucked into people who traded him out. So the point of that random rambling is that Sexy is back. And I traded him in myself, and I think quite a few people did. And it was a smart move because he was like real cheap. No, Sam Flanders has got a heap of points. Sexy didn't. I should probably find out if he's on the bench, but people listening to this tomorrow, they'll know what happened to Sexy and why he did or didn't get many points towards the end, which is kind of annoying for Sexy owners, especially Sexy VCs like I should have been in BEP. That was annoying. But anyway, let's rumble over to the actual teams and have a look at that for the coming round of Round 10 Indigenous Round Football! Football. Actually, I probably forgot we should cover the Hype Player of the Week before we jump into the football, which we ran another poll, and Clary McValue Meal. I actually got told off for calling him Coke Face or Busted Coke Hammy or Fake an Injury because he got Drugs Guy. Whatever I called him, some people didn't like it, which obviously haven't listened to the pod if they're going to be saying that I was a bit harsh on him on Twitter. Funny people that follow me on Twitter that don't listen to the pod. I guess pods aren't for everyone. They should be, because they're fantastic. I like pods. They're probably better if we had a guest, but I won't go into that. Yes, where did we get to? Yes. The value player of the week was Clary. Clary Oliver, again, for the second week running. I should probably stop putting him in the thing so I can stop having to talk to him. But yeah, he is 725, coming off, what did he get, a 99 last week. Still very cheap. And he's got the West Coast Eagles this week in a St Kilda, in a Frio, and then the Pies and a bye in the North. So quite a good run. And he's got 106 and 99 of his last two. So, yes, it's still the value player of the week. How much did he put on last week? Round price change. He actually lost money last week. No, he gained 3K. There you go. He made 3K last week. He's probably going to make... I don't know if he's going to make money, but it'll certainly bank your points for 725. Can't go much worse. So does he live up to the hype? I would say yes. The other guys we had on were Sexton, which, it looks like he's going to live up for the hype, I would say. There was a fair bit of hype, I suppose. I was going to say there wasn't much on Sexton, but there was enough. And with at least 105 points, if not more, I'd say he's living up to the hype. The other hype players, the lack of hype on Sheasel and whether or not we should trade him out. Is that valid hype? He's going to lose a lot of cash one way or the other. And if he goes into the mid, and he also came in and said on somewhere, I learned it on AFL ratings, but let's not pump up Pete's tyres because, his tyres are spuddy. So we won't do that. But he did say that he doesn't like disposals or something like that. I'm not here for the disposals. I don't care about disposals, which is equivalent to saying I don't like disposals, which is just something that jerks say. So maybe you should get off him for something like that. And this new bloke, Joe Richards, which was all right last week, I don't think he quite deserves the hype, but, if you're getting someone in to do something like that, which he did last week, which I can't remember off the top of my head. I remember the other Richards for the Bulldogs dominating because bloody stupid coach of the Bulldogs, Bevo, can't make up his mind about what he wants to do. Joe Richards, 242K... coming off a 81. Yeah, that's fair enough. I don't know if it really gets the hype. There's probably other guys that have played one game and got 81 that you could pick, but he's all right. I suppose he's got some job security with the injuries at the Pies, so there's a little bit of hype there. So that was fun, around the grounds for the Trojan Tools. No, God, who are the SEN guys say? Can't remember. We're not sponsored by anyone. I saw one of those pods was sponsored by... Starbucks. Oh, God damn it. I'd like to be sponsored by someone who's going to give me coffee or beer or video games or even witty banter. I take being spotted by witty banter because I go a long way to get that. Group chats that get freaking none of it. Spuddy pep guys and their half-assed jokes. Anyway, let's dig into the team, shall we? Oh, look, Sexy got more points. He's up to 109 now. Must have got a kick and a handball or a hit out or something. God knows. I'm not even watching the game. I'm just watching the score ticker with Matty Rail up to 126 and Noah Anderson on 122. Good day for the Swans. Flanders sits at 111. Alright, we have the second game of the round because we obviously always skip the first one. Sydney and Carlton. I'm going to go Carlton by a little bit, 10. Ins and outs. Matty Roberts comes out, which is probably the big one, being managed. God, why can't they just cut people? Matty Roberts doesn't need to be managed. They can cut him. Freaking saw bloody Nick Holman was managed out of tonight's game. No one manages Nick Holman. That guy's a freaking jobber. You don't manage him, you cut him, because he's crap. Anyway, Braden Campbell comes out. In for the Carlton, we have the Carlton. Caleb Marchbank, Jack Carrier, or Russell Vantasia. So that's good for a bloody big pig in his BEP side. He's trying to flog bloody Russell Vantasia all the time. And Zach Williams. Zach Williams comes in. He's not dead. I'm going to trade him out anyway, and I think everyone else should trade him out anyway, as well as Matt Roberts. Yeah, they're the big trade-outs from that game. Lockie Cowan, Matthew Cotterill. Adam Serra's injured, and Jack Martin are the outs. We spoke about the trade-outs. We want to stream. I actually like some of those Swans forwards. You could probably get to a cheap. I've seen Will Haywood on a few waiver wires. I don't mind that. I put Tom Papley on the waiver wires myself. Yeah, I could probably pick him up again. You people could probably pick him up again. He hasn't done that good. If you find other Swans forwards, you could have a look at that. Captaincy, you've got Walsh. Very good VC option for those who haven't put it on Matty Rowell, like me. And Golden, whatever his name is. Good captain options there. That was a quick one. Oh, God, we'll be out of done in no time. People can go home for a cup of tea at the end, depending on where you're listening for. Still have a bit of time to make an Earl Grey or maybe a green tea or something that takes a bit longer to brew. There you go, a bit of luxury for you with the teas tonight. Anyway, Collingwood are playing Adelaide. And De Goey's back in, Bytel's out. Nothing other particularly relevant. Howe's out, Josh Worrell, Dan Curtin is out. Yeah, but they had a bit of a sub issue last week, didn't they? He's omitted, but I thought he was injured last week. Maybe they dropped him sub-wise last year because he was doing nothing. Oh, that's right. They dropped him because he was doing nothing, subbed him because he was doing nothing, and then they had an actual injury, so sucked in. I hope that's why you drew, because sucked in. Otherwise, no real big ins and outs there. Richards for Collingwood, as we spoke about earlier. Sullivan's also got some job security people in talking that up. And if you haven't got Josh Dacos, just get Josh Dacos. Don't pussyfoot around like Milne with Josh Dacos. Captaincy wise, yeah, you're obviously looking at Dacos because he's back. Laird and Dawson, you know, the big kids for Frio. I think Collingwood would give up a little bit of points. I probably wouldn't be spending my captains there, but if you're looking at that game, that's where you'd be going. Selection wise is really interesting for the GWS and the Bulldogs game because, as we know, Lockie Ash and Josh Kelly left, they got injured. They just, you know, toddled off for said cup of tea whilst being injured. But, so that opened up ridiculous opportunity in that GWS midfield, which nobody ever gets. So really interesting to see what DWS done. There was talk of Peatling. There was talk of Fahey or Faye or whatever his name is. Guys that have been sitting around getting 7 billion possessions in the VFL. Just chopping at the bit for a opportunity. So real gifts GWS could have given us from the fantasy community here in this selection. But did they? Did they opt to? No, the freaking Spuds put in Xavier and bloody Halloran. God knows who freaking he is. And Jacob Werr. Now, I know Jacob Werr, he's kind of a absolutely nothing useless guy. Mid, burr, 487, useless. Don't think he's going to have any impact. I'm backing him on to be crappy. And O'Halloran, who's a forward mid, roughly the same price. I'm backing him to be equally crappy. So I don't know why you have all these guys dominating in the VFL and just pulling jobbers when they finally get an injury. Someone like Faye would have to be thinking about going somewhere else. Just like Erasmus would for Frio. That guy dominates every week and never gets a game. And he hasn't got a game again this week. Spoiler for later. I don't know what GWS are thinking. I'm not happy with them. Maybe I'll go toe-to-toe with the social media people who love a good sparring match. Although I don't think I can quite cop it. They're pretty good at social media and I'm quite bad. So I think I'll elect to not do that. Moving over to the Bulldogs. Johannesson's out, injured, which they didn't mention in their bloody injury report. Thanks, guys. And Caleb Daniel comes in to probably be the sub, knowing Bevo. Defender for defender swap. That's a really draft-relevant move. I know I've got Johannesson in a few sides of mine. And I'm going to have to find out how long he's injured for, because he was been going good this year, so that's a pretty interesting move. Outs, obviously, it's Josh Kelly, it's Lockie Ash in draft, probably quite relevant. Ins for the trades you want. I don't know that there's too many. Probably from the dog side, there's been that. The Richards has been good, but I don't know if you get him. That Fredgish, or whatever his name is. I don't know. That guy. Anyway, he was all right last week. Another cheapie to bring in. Let's see if I can spell his name to look it up. Hawker will absolutely hate me killing dead air while I try and remember what his name is. It doesn't help me pronounce it, obviously. Fredger. 228 forward midfielder coming off that big score, which was, mind you, against Richmond, which are crap, and hopefully the Lions flogged them this week. 62. It wasn't even a big score. 62. 78% tog. Yeah, I wouldn't be, you know, pushing my own mother over in the street to be getting a piece of that. Not that I do that generally, especially like on Mother's Day week, but that was last week, so you know, it wouldn't be as offensive if I did it this week, I suppose, as you wouldn't want to be doing it. But you know, the optics of it are slightly better this week than they were last week, I guess, if you want to be pushing mothers over in the street. This is a better week to do it than last week, so keep that in mind while you're out there in the community, people. Good to note. Yeah, Tom Green. This is a short summary. Quite like him, and I think he's getting cheaper. Still 8.17, yeah. I mean, you'd probably be going in Oliver over that, but yeah, especially with his injury issues of late, but that's certainly a good price. And he's one of my captain's picks for this week, so yeah, certainly be looking at that. I also like someone like a Treloar, but that's more from a draft point of view, but I think I've whacked Treloar as my captain in BEP. English, we know Briggs gives up points, so that's quite relevant. Stream-wise, not a huge amount from that game. Maybe just stream a dog and hope that they get midfield time, because God knows what Bevo's doing. Maybe if I'm Richards on a waiver wire, who knows? Who knows? SDK the Stink versus Fremantle, or whatever they've decided to call themselves this week. Freo by 20, I reckon they'll get it done. Home ins for the Saints. We got Paddy Dow coming in, which is massive. And they've whacked him straight in the middle of the middle, which is a good look for Mr. Dow. He's been going all right in the VFL, so I quite liked it. Oh, Paddy Dow's good. He's a watch at early 500s from memory. You know, we like the Dows on this show. Good Swan Hill boys, 5-12. 5-12, bang into the middle. They've got some injuries, so possibly some job security in that space. You know, maybe. So that's one to watch. I wouldn't pick him this week, but certainly maybe pick him next week if he does all right. The Saints lost Garcia, so yeah, people have probably got him on your bench or filling out your forward line or your midfield at the end, so that's one to watch. Jack Hayes, which I saw Doe picked up last week, sucked in. He's out. They've actually omitted Garcia and Hayes. Tim Membry, Liam Stocker, and Sebastian Ross have all been managed. Why you would manage Seb Ross, I don't know. He can be cut, surely. Angus Hasty's been cut. Cooper Sharman, Amicantini, Zach Jones, Lance Collard, and Matthias Philippou come in. Not that any of them are particularly relevant. Your trade-ins for this game. Yeah, I don't know that there's too many. Paddy Dow, obviously, is one to watch. Steele, if you haven't got him, but he's probably too expensive at this point. Riley Bond has been going all right. You wouldn't get him in. I don't think you'd get him out either. Not too many in the trade out watch either, but it's a pretty trade irrelevant game, this one. Captaincy, yeah, it's probably the Freo guys. Sarong and Brayshaw, Steele as well. They're all VC guys. I don't think you'd be jumping at any of them, but it's something to think about. Next week we come to my boys, the mighty, mighty Brisbane Lions up against Richmond. Now, Richmond aren't very good. Brisbane Lions haven't been very convincing either, but I still think they'll get the job done. There was people talking up them getting the job done by like 100 points at one stage, which I think is ridiculous. They're not in the kind of nick that gets you a 100-point win. Oh, my God, my beer has just exploded. I hate it when that happens. I must have drunk it too fast and just gone kapow, off my keyboard, which is... Oh, no, not on the keyboard, so that's fortunate because there's a work laptop and that'll be embarrassing. So beer all over the desk, which I could deal with. Desk beer, that's fine. Sapporo was on special this week, $14 from Coles, Woolworths, one of them, your little dockety things where you get a six pack for cheap. So I've got a couple of six packs of those. They've been kicking around. Sapporo's quite a solid beer. I don't mind the Japanese beer. You know, Sapporo's in your... What's the other one? Kirin? No. Maybe. Yeah, they're good anyway. Anyway, Brisbane will win this comfortably enough without actually pummeling them. Pryor comes out. Hansworth goes in. I actually thought Jackson Pryor was all right last week. So, yeah, a bit interesting to see him go and not someone else who was a bit crapper. It's nice not to see Lions come in, and that's always good. The Tigers, Camden McIntosh, Steely Green. Steely Green is in. He's a new boy. Not available in BEP, annoyingly. Bloody BEP jerks. 200k forward. Don't know if his job security is anything at all, so I probably wouldn't be doing that, but it's interesting. Kane McAuliffe, or McAuliffe, or whatever his name is. Some people had him earlier, probably got rid of him, but if you're still on his bench, you'll be all right. Matthew Coulthard comes back in. Banks, Rioli, Maurice Rioli, that is. Jack Graham, Seth Campbell, they're all injured. Not too much really to speak of in the teams for that. Not too much to speak of really in this game, apart from the Lions will probably go ham from a fantasy perspective. That means I think I had a bold prediction for Zorko to get 200. I don't know if he's actually going to do that, but he'll be very good. People are bringing Revel. His job security is good. I don't think his scoring potential is that high. He's been racking up the 50s. Yeah, I don't know. Could you bring Zorko in? Yeah, oh God, he'd have to be high 900s by now. He has that really high ceiling, but he's also got a question mark, and I don't think his run is particularly fantastic. Richmond Hawks by Dogs Saints. So the run's okay, but yeah, it's a lot of money, and there's probably better guys to buy. That train is probably being missed, but he is going to get some huge scores. So if you're looking to pay a lot of money for a point of difference, I guess. I don't know. You want to stream Lions forwards, Lions mids. Old mates, buddy, streamy guy. What's his name again? Oh, he's going to kill me. Matty Faz, I'm bad with names. Even worse with faces. But, Matty Faz reckons Bingin Hippie. I don't know about that. He's erratic, but he's definitely going to be available on your waiver wire if you want to be streaming him. That's for sure. I don't know if I'd be game to be doing that. Fletcher, yeah, maybe. Don't mind Fletcher. Wilmont, guys like that. I think there's McKenna. There's points to be got in the Brisbane Lions side this week. And then we go to the Sunday games with our textbook extended benches where everyone brings in a ruck. So Essendon bringing in Shield, Brian and Caddy. And Caddy is new. And Caddy's probably more of a keeper league guy, I'd suggest. But 237 forward. Job security is questionable. But, yeah, it could be good. They've obviously rated him high as a draftee, so he could have some job security if he gets in. Extended benches, of course. But the North Melbourne side's where it gets interesting because we know McKercher is out, so we really need to be getting rid of him, especially with Williams still being alive tomorrow. That's going to make you one of your priorities to get rid of McKercher, especially if he's holding down a spot in defence via the DPP, which he is for mine. Will Phillips and Riley Hardiman. Simpkin, Bergman, Taylor, Pink. Pink's an interesting one. Dylan Stevens and Zane Duzma comes back. He's going to be sitting on people's benches like mine, so he's going to be getting an E this week. I wouldn't bring in any of those guys, really. But a couple of interesting ones from guys you might want to trade out or guys you might want to hold in terms of Duzma and McKercher. But, yeah, Duzma is a Duzma, so we all know what we think of bloody Duzmas, who can go and get stuffed after old mate Duzma burnt me again last week. The big question out of this game is, what do you want to do with Sheasel? He is a lot of money, and trading that money out and using it somewhere else is probably quite tempting at this point, considering he's going to move into the midfield and get less possessions. I don't know exactly how many. It would be nice if I knew exactly how many that I could tell people. He's going to get 24 possessions, I think, and 8 of those will be handballs. So I don't know what that makes it in terms of scoring, but I reckon not great. Maybe trade Sheasel. He's a watch for a week for me. I've got better things to do, but I think I wouldn't be blaming you if you traded Sheasel and use that cash somewhere else. People also rate Fisher as an option. I don't rate Fisher as an option, but they're not easy to get, options like that. Let's have a look at Mr. Fisher. I think Roy was talking him up this week on the traders, so take that with a grain of salt. Roy's probably, I wouldn't say he's my least favourite trader, but he's not as charismatic as the other two. I have a bit of tete-a-tete. Is that how you pronounce it? Mono in mono with Warnie from time to time. He likes to give me crap about having an asterisk hat. I like to give him crap about having crap advice on a podcast. No, that's my thing. He's just mopey when he's down. You've got to keep fighting, Warnie, even if your side's crap. You've got to keep punching. Don't just get all sooky and stop with the wisecracks. You've got to come at wisecracks 24/7. God damn it, Warnie, you're a half-assed wisecracker. Team's a lot better than mine. But, Calvin's just a... Yeah, he has some good gags. Roy's gags are okay, but they're not as good as Calvin's. So, bottom rung of the traders, Roy, sorry. So don't take his advice particularly to heart. Yeah, I don't know. Fisher, not sold. Captain C's, Merritt and Martin. I forgot to say you could Captain Zorko in the previous game. I wouldn't mind doing that, actually. Captain Zorko, I think I'd be optimistic about that. And from a waiver wire point of view, Matty Faz reckons Durham. I actually picked up Durham off the waiver wire last week in a couple of leagues, and that is being good value. And Goldie against his old side, rucking without... his old mate, what's his face, Draper. So yeah, there's points in that too. And Cal Ward from the JWS game, he saw that too, and they were the ones I pinched, the ones I quite liked. From the stream team, brought to you by Draft Doctors, and The Anger by old mate, what's his name, from the Draft Doctors. God, I'm bad with names again. Stevie Fizz. I met Stevie Fizz at one of those listener leagues. He's an all right guy. Not as angry in person as he is threatening you on the Twitter, which is once or twice. It's always fun. Anyway, Port and the Hawks. Bold prediction. I'm going Hawks to win this by 4 points. Butters to do something stupid. Hopefully get... No, I don't want him to get injured. Hopefully he just has a really shit game and gets a 30 rather than being injured on 7. There you go. Home means Rosie's back. Sweet's back, but it is a... Sunday game, so they've obviously named two ruckmen because they haven't got rid of old mate Vizentini, who they've left in the ruck, and put Sweet on the bench, which is interesting. You don't know about that. They might opt to, maybe Sweet's not 100% ready, or they'll drop Vizentini tomorrow, but that's one to watch, and the team selections come out when those extended benches get culled at around about 5. So I don't know if you'd pick Rosie back up, but yeah, you could. I'd give him a week. Butters is your man this week, I think. Unfortunately, he's going to be a big captaincy potential. I don't know if they've been doing too many trade-ins from either of these teams, or too many trade-outs from either of these teams. What are the Hawks doing? Ethan Phillips, Mabi Ocho, Bailey McDonald, Changuth Jayath, and Max Ramson. That Max Ramson name rings a bell. I can't remember why. None of them are particularly relevant. And most of them will probably get culled. Ethan Phillips... it's been hailed as a debutant, so that's one to watch. Especially if you're chasing a guy for cheapy. What's Phillips doing? Phillips. Ethan Phillips, 200k defender. Job security is questionable, but maybe. Maybe you could do that. I'm not pumped. Jack Stringfield's been suspended. Jack Gunston's been managed. You probably do need to manage Jack Gunston, but you could still cut him. He's been crappy. Although they won last week, and I didn't really see what he did. You could get in Lloyd Meek, who Nug's been just telling every man and his dog about, and I don't mind that, actually. He's probably more expensive than he was last... Well, obviously, he's more expensive than he was last week. That's how the whole game works. His name's not Reek, so I'm not going to be able to find him calling him Reek, but he probably does Reek. 7-10, which is probably a little bit too much to pay for Meek at the moment, but if you're looking for a downgrade in the ruck, you could possibly do that. Coming off 124 and 117 of his last two games, which is impressive. I have to give Nut credit there. Well, I don't have to. In fact, I won't. I'll find someone else who recommended that and give them credit instead, because Nut can get stuffed. So, no credit for you, Nut, but I actually like the Meek pick. That is unrelated to whether or not Nut gets credit. No captaincy potential there, really, apart from Butters, which we spoke about. I wouldn't have thought. You want to put a captaincy on Meek just for giggles? No, I wouldn't do that. West Coast versus Melbourne. Melbourne are going to win that reasonably easily. 30-odd points. Waterman comes back. Gaff comes back. Jermaine Jones, Harry Edwards, Jai Cully, Petrucelli's out. Harvey Johnson's omitted. So hugely relevant. But Waterman's back. That's good from a draft point of view. Melbourne, Shane McAdam. Christian Salem's back. Great for draft. Adam Tomlinson. Tom Fulton, who will not get a game because he's a spud. Colton Thostrup, who will not get a game because it's a terrible name. Thostrup, you can't even bloody say it. Ben Brown, who might get a game because they're struggling for forwards, but they've been going fine, so I wouldn't be giving a game. Most of those guys will get cut. Ed Langdon, Jacob Van Ruijen, and Daniel Turner. None of them are managed, interestingly. But they're all out, so some people will come in. I'm going to say Ben Brown, Salem, and Tomlinson, although I don't know the positions for those guys. Salem back, as I said, good for draft. I've got him in a few of my draft leagues. What do we got? Trade-ins, yeah, obviously the value player of the week, Mr. Clary Oliver, is a big one, and Truck as well. You could go a Truck. He's probably too expensive to really be considering, especially if he's not going to get that forward, which they say he won't, but he's been going well. 8.15 is not a huge amount to pay, especially coming off a 134 and playing the Eagles, so that's a definite option. For people who are keen to roll the dice, don't mind that at all. Streaming-wise, you want to stream Melbourne's midfielders, if you can find them. Melbourne's forwards, you could go with Ben Brown if he's really desperate for forwards for a one-week hit, but I just don't see it. Their forwards are always crappy. Captaincy-wise, Oliver Track and the big fella, Mr. Gorn, up against no rucks in the West Coast Eagles, so that'd probably be what I would be doing. The waiver, yeah, I don't know. Windsor, he's been going pretty well. I found him on waivers this week. Fritch, yeah, probably not Petty, but yeah, you'd be targeting those Melbourne guys pretty much. Lever, May, I don't think you'd find them on waivers, but see what you can find on waivers from a Melbourne point of view. That's going to net you some value. All right, and that is it for the teams. Bold predictions we spoke about earlier. Let's have a look at what people have been putting on the Twitter. Now, I went Zorko by 200. The Hawks to do Port and Adelaide, and Butters to get injured on 3, which I like all of those predictions. Lockie, 785, something, 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 says the Pisces score less than 6 goals against the Crom, into Clary sub 60. Clary sub 60 is fantastic. Value player of the week, traded in by every man and his dog. For him to be crappy, I think that'd be excellent, at least in terms of comedy value. DG Fantasy says Jordan Clark, bounce back game, goes 125. Don't believe that at all. Nick Dacos, 140. Yep, that's possible. North to beat the Bombers, not happening. Yeah, well, it's nice to get some listener participation in these things, if nothing else. I think Milne did put a quote on here. I've got to view the quotes for that. Milne says, zero coaches will remain undefeated in AFL, Fantasy, Classic, or Draft formats throughout all leagues across Fantasy Factory after round 10. No idea how that's going to work. Haven't even checked the ladder on my Fantasy Factory league because my team's not going so well. But yeah, if you're in Fantasy Factory and you're undefeated, Milne says you're going to not be undefeated this week. So I don't think that's really that bold. It's pretty weak, honestly. People put bold predictions in the group chat for Bet, but I can't remember what they were. I'm pretty sure they were all shit. So not read them out, guys. Sucked in. That brings us to everyone's favourite new segments. What did I call it? Listener teams. So I actually didn't get anyone putting their hand up to be in a listener team. You know, heaven forbid. What a surprise. So I am just going to spin my little wheel here. Oh, it worked too early. This wheel went off prematurely. That is unfortunate for the wheel's missus. Buzzing! But yes. We've got to pick 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to say which of my Fantasy Classic leagues I'm going to be picking a team from. Let's try round 2, Wheelie. Thrilling podcasting listening, absolutely thrilling. Number 3, which is the Hat Chat League. Well, this could be fun. All right, how many teams have we got in the Hat Chat League? Let's have a look at the Hat Chat League to start with. So, Phil G, Blood, Sweat, and Beers at the top. Haircuts not going so well. 3 wins and 5 losses. It's not as bad as you would think. But I have another number 2 team coming up. I've actually been not going very well. DC second. None of these other guys. I think Jepper's in here. Jepper is mid-table with 4 wins and 4 losses. The Dane Swan's in here. Dane Swan is Swanny B. 4 and 4. Yeah, otherwise no one of note that anyone would know. They're all good guys, though. I'm in the league with group chat with those guys, and it pings along. I think one of them was on a Hat Chat this week that they're all talking up, but I haven't listened to Hat Chat in ages. I'm sure it's good. They chat about hats. I have a hat, so... I talk to myself about it all the time. It's a good chat, the hat chat, when I talk to my hat. Anyway, let's have a look. We got 16. Let's program that wheel. All right. 16 portion wheel is ready to go. Let's go, wheelie. Number 8. What's that Simpsons meme? Number 8. That is Lards FC with 4 wins and 4 losses. This league is tight. All right, Lards, let's see what you got. Current ranking of 1,218, which is, yeah, pretty reasonable. What's he got through the middle? His captain this week. I don't think there's a live team. It's always hard to track. But if it is, interesting. He's got Bont as captain. Dacos, the VC. The VC I agree with. Backs of Sheezel, Whitfield, Young, Martin, Cloisi, and Wangaline Miller. I don't know if I agree with Wangaline Miller still. He must have had some bad weeks and then bounced back. He's a very good pick. Just basing off that. Yeah, his backline's dominating. Through the midfield, Tom Green, Nick Dacos, Jeremy Sharp, ba-bow on the Sharpie. Clayton Oliver, which he's probably just brought back in. Tom Powell in the midfield. Jack Steele, Bontempelli, Riley Bonner. Jeez, this team's actually really good. They're much better than my team so far. Hopefully he's got big problems somewhere. Ruck line of Zeri and English. So far no problems there. Midfield, Heaney, Flanders, Garcia, McRae, Rankin and Wilson. So there's, you know, you've got a few rooks here, and I don't like the Rankin pick. I don't like the Rankin pick at all, despite David King saying Rankin's going to be one of the best players in the comp in like 5 weeks, which I don't agree with. But, you know, the numbers, I guess, don't lie. 106, 62, 94, 66, 104. Not finding much to say about this team negatively, apart from Hugo Garcia's on field, which is interesting. That mustn't have come back from what it was before. But, Heaney, Flanders, McRae, yeah, pretty good. Two rucks in the back line. No rucks in the midfield. And no rooks on the bench. Who's managed this? Cloisi, I suppose, counts as a rook, but I'm not counting him as a rook because he's done pretty well recent times. Whitfield's a bit down. Yeah, I'm really finding it difficult to say bad things about this. Tommy Powell in the midfield probably is an interesting one. Hopefully that doesn't work out for him. Tom Green will probably be injured. Oh, Jeremy Sharp's in the midfield. So his midfield's a little weak with your Tom Powell and your Jeremy Sharp in there. But, yeah, I reckon he's put in all of it this week. Bonner's probably been a starter pick, which has worked out for him. I'm really liking this team. What's he got on the bench? Jordan Sweet? I don't know what he's done, why his team's so good, but it's annoying. Harley Barnett, Harley Reid, Will Graham, Lachlan Sullivan. That must be coming recently. Has he hacked this team together? I'm just disappointed about how good it currently is. Colby McKercher, yeah, at least he's got guys on the bench that are sucky. All right, let's go back to round one and see what he started with. I'm getting depressed looking at that team and thinking how much better than my team it is. Harry Schuessel, Wangaline Malera, Hayden Young, Lockie Whitfield. He started with pretty much those guys. Elliot Yeo, Christian Salem. He started with Bont, Steele, Newcomb, ba-bow. That didn't work out for him. Sucked in. Nick Martin, Riley Bonner. Yeah, that has worked out for him. Sanders, Robertson, McKercher. So he actually just lucked out on these guys to start with. But he's charged his whole ruck line because he'd got Grundy and Barnett in the ruck to start with Zeri on the bench. So he's had to change that up. Heaney, Jackson, Fisher, Jordan, Sexton, and Harley Reid. He's obviously managed his alarmingly well, because not many holes in the defense. I mean, they're not more than in the defense of me trying to bag it out. Pretty good team. I'm actually quite like what he's got here. Probably lacking any huge captaincy star guys, but outside of that, I suppose you've got English in the ruck, you've got Sheezel in the defense, and you've got guys like Tom Green in the midfield, as well as you could probably throw it on like a Steele or a Dacos. I don't know how he's managed this, but it's a very good team. It's probably going to go quite well in the back half of the year. I hope it doesn't, because I'd like my team to climb in the ranks, but I think it will. Goddamn, there you go, Hawker. I don't always have bad things to say about people's teams. It's just your team was especially bad, especially compared to old mate Samuel Lars FC's team. So there you go, Hawker. It's not everyone. It's just you. Your team is full of spuds. And on that note, we're going to crash out of here. See you, bye, Beppers. And remember, Hawker's team is full of spuds.